CoverGirl made history on Tuesday when they announced a 17-year-old schoolboy, James Charles, to be its first ever cover boy. The announcement has sparked both positive and negative conversations about men in makeup. The Wire's Talia Sfingos has the story.
It isn't the first time that the public have seen men in makeup. From Boy George to Keith Richards, there have been many men to publicly wear cosmetics. But are we beginning to see a change in how men wear makeup? Male internet sensations are showing that it's A-OK to step out in a full face of makeup, with tutorials for guys on how to apply foundation around their beards or fill in masculine brows. Bloggers such as Jeffree Star, Manny MUA, or CoverGirl's new cover boy, James Charles, show there is clear support for this change in the industry, with the three talents having over 4 million followers between them. I went to the streets of Adelaide to see if people have as much support for men in makeup offline.
Why not? You know, boys can wear makeup too.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's good. Less stereotypical.
Never been a makeup guy myself. Nah, not really my thing.
I guess it just gives guys who wear makeup more of an encouragement that it's not a weird thing.
You know, something that's going to sound really weird actually coming from a self-identified gay man, but I don't like men in makeup.
So, what's the feeling from those in the industry? Makeup artist Anthony Adams says CoverGirl's decision is a necessary step in changing people's perception of makeup.
It's opening people's eyes, it's educating people, you know, it's breaking down barriers, and I think that that's so important these days. We really need as much good and, you know, and difference and embracing differences as we can get.
Anthony Adams says that although CoverGirl's campaign is amazing, men have been at the forefront of makeup artistry for decades.
There's always been a really huge amount of guys doing it. Majority of your world's famous makeup artists are male. So, you know, we've been around for a long time doing it.
Anthony believes that it's only up from here for men and cosmetics.
You're definitely going to see a huge change and a big growth in the market. I think in all areas, I think, you know, there'll be more male makeup artists, there'll be more products aimed at men. I think it's a really good thing because you girls have had it good for too long. It's our turn.
CoverGirl's decision has sparked a fruitful conversation about men in makeup, but it has also reignited its brand's awareness. Jane Caro, creative director of Jara Consulting, believes CoverGirl have unlocked a marketing success.
The first job of any ad is to get itself noticed, and that is incredibly difficult these days because we've never been better able to screen out ads in history than we are now. The very fact that we're talking about it in a radio interview is a win for that particular ad.
Jane believes that CoverGirl's latest venture isn't all about money.
If you can make a profit and do a good job for your brand and for your client, and also enhance the world and make a lot of people who've previously felt marginalised feel better about themselves, then that's, you know, one of the best uses to which advertising can be put. I've often thought that when a group of people or a representative of a particular sort of person appears in an ad, it is so normalised now. You know what I mean? It becomes so much just part of ordinary life.
Jane Caro says what sets this campaign apart from male cosmetic ads of the past is that it's feeding into a bigger issue than just beauty.
This is much more about gender fluidity, isn't it? It's much more about the lines, the rigid policing of gender really breaking down, which personally I think is a wonderful thing. CoverGirl have, you know, they've read the winds of change, and fashion is in fact about being at the forefront of the winds of change, and CoverGirl have just made themselves look pretty fashionable.
Jane Caro, creative director of Jara Consulting, ending that report from The Wire's Talia Sfingos.